Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is kind of like one of those synchronicity moments that spontaneously happen. I decided to call. Actually, a few hours ago, I was talking to Raina on Facebook, and I said, Raina, come on the show. And she goes, no, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to go to bed. Well, she's still up, so we called her on. And we are also, and that's Raina Ingalls, who is an intuitive. She is not doing readings tonight. We're just having a kind of group discussion. The other person joining the group is Christina Thompson, who I'm sure if you've listened has heard her wonderful voice and questions, because she's like my Ed McMahon on the air, and I love her to pieces. So I decided to bring her in as well on this discussion, because the energy is just shifting and changing, and so many wonderful things are going on that I just wanted to have a discussion with a couple of wonderful people. And I welcome you both, and I thank you for letting me twist your arm and coming on the show tonight.
Can we do
that? Twist and shout here.
Yeah,
taking
really.
Up baby. Okay,
all right. I'm good. Okay, so basically, originally I was going to talk about values, and because I'm seeing that that's something that a lot of people are coming to terms with, what truly is valuable to them, their own self-value, their friends' value, their family, what's in their life. And I'm wanting to ask both of you, starting with Raina, about, have you noticed that you're finding what truly is valuable to you, and how is it affecting the way you're perceiving or what you're going about doing these days?
Well, I've been on a strange path for a long time. I think that, you know, since my accident several years ago, that changed my whole view on priorities in my life. And yes, my values have changed quite a bit. I can see that the whole world is now shifting in that way too. We're becoming less, hopefully, less materialistic and less security minded, and maybe focusing on what spirit has in mind for us. So that's the direction I'm going.
Awesome. And Chris, what about you?
Well, when you say the word value, I just get that it's a personal decision, and each person's value is equally important and valuable. So I try to look for the common thread of value. Is there a common thread of value in all of us? That would be my question.
Okay, so have you changed what is valuable to you?
Well,
lately versus to what it was, say, 6 months ago?
No, my values have not changed in 6 months. My values are real simple. Are you okay? I check. My children are safe. My children are healthy. All these values check, and then it's a perfect day. So it doesn't really have anything to do with anything material. It has everything to do with the collective of how are you, and when I ask that question, it's open for me to hear anything. Is it your mind? Is it your body? Is it your spirit? Is your soul? How are you? And then whatever comes forward, I want to listen and really pay attention and be there for that person. And we were talking about this, too, because obviously we all have servant hearts.
Right.
And we want to be of value to other people and
right.
to ourselves. And then you coined it when you said, only if it's for the higher good.
Right. So, Raina, you and I have both been on this path, and I know Chris has for some time, mm-hmm. and Spirit really has... really I know he's blessed me in many ways. And for me in the last, actually several years, it's really come to my, point of view of how much I at times put value on what other people want or need over myself. And at times it's been to my own detriment, in many ways. And for me, I'm really checking in to see, is this something, that's really going to be me doing it from the heart, or am I going to down the line say, why did I do that? And wonder the consequences of doing certain things. As Chris pointed out earlier in a discussion we were having, I'm definitely about service. I'm here for others. Always have been. But something that I've been hearing a lot is, and I've said it to other people, if you can't be good to yourself first and take care of yourself first, you really aren't going to be able to help anybody else. Not truly. So, Raina and Chris, do you find yourself giving too much?
I'm going to say no. I don't think I give too much. I give freely, but I don't believe I give too much.
Raina? Did we lose Raina?
Star six. But while she's coming back, I will share that, you know, they teach that. If anybody ever gets on an airplane, they teach you that you have to first put the oxygen mask on you before you help somebody else.
Yes, you definitely do. And we're trying to call Raina if you're hearing the ringing.
Yep.
So, yes, we definitely do. It's been an interesting wake-up call for me in many ways, to really stop and, you know, think about myself every once in a while instead of everybody else. And it's finding that balance, because being free-giving is awesome, Chris, but I do wonder at times if that's one reason why at times you're really tired and you just don't realize it.
Well, the fatigue has nothing to do with giving, I don't think. I mean, I count myself as, if I can give, then my perspective is, thank you, God, because you've blessed me to this platform where I'm able to give. And what better place to be than to be able to give? And also, you know, then of course, I would say 10 years ago, my challenge was receiving.
Right.
And I worked really, I had some people help me through that. And then, of course, I changed my verbiage and changed my perspective. And I'm always open to receiving all that's good.
Yes. And what about you, Raina? Have you ever felt like you give too much at times?
I was wondering if Seth could get her back on the phone.
Well, we're finding out now. Oh, he's working on it.
Yeah.
So, the energy right now, is, I wanted to go on it, real quick to just at least mention it, and that there is a solar eclipse on Sunday that is really powerful. So, and it is in Cancer, which is a very intuitive. It's also the home and kids and family are very important. So do not be surprised if there is some kind of shift in that area. Don't be surprised if you get, you know, a wonderful idea, because it is also the new moon. So it is a really a wonderful time to make those intentions related to your home, and that it's not just your physical home, it's also your spiritual home. You know, living within your heart at all the time is something I definitely will be doing, is just to reaffirm that I live and speak through my heart. And we've got Raina back on.
Yay!
Yay.
Are
you there?
Did I miss anything?
Everything. Well, I got to ask you a question.
Everything, Raina.
Did you miss me while I was gone?
Yes, we did.
Oh, my gosh. I was just telling Grant, I'm in a technical turmoil here. Anyway.
Yes.
Technical turmoil?
So, I was talking to Chris about giving, and I know I have been known in the past to give more than I should have, and also giving to the point of not quite being open to receive as well. I learned the receiving part a long time ago to be open to receive. But I'm wondering, Raina, do you ever feel like every once in a while you gave too much?
90% of the time, looking back, yes. Well, no, I mean, I think you and I probably have the same thing. Because we're so much alike, after all, we're solar sisters, but we give more than we ever will receive back. I don't think we even expect it back. That's how we're different than maybe other people. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter if we get back. We just want to give.
Yes, definitely.
That's how you are.
Though I for me at least, Spirit is literally pulled the rug out for me because I give too much and say, pull back your energy.
Right, but then if you're going in that ebb and flow, if you pull back that energy, you're actually stopping the flow. So if you want that energy of abundance, you're going to have to let that flow go and let it just go and let it tidal wave and ride that wave and allow it to come back to you and bless you abundantly. How about a tsunami blessing?
That's always work. I'll take that, especially with the energy changes. The other thing, Raina, that I pointed out was about the eclipse on Sunday, the solar eclipse. Do you have any thoughts, feelings, insights on the, you know, what people should look for? Or
the one that's coming this weekend?
Yes.
I think it's very important that people look at their lives and in general and just see what needs to be purged, because this is what's happening. People are letting go of things that are not really, that are extraneous, that are really not important in their lives. They're really honing in on what their purpose is, and I really feel like that's the purpose of the eclipses, is letting go of the stuff that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really focusing in on why we're here and our purpose. I think it's amazing. And to have two so close together, because we had one eclipse that was very intense on the last weekend of June, which was the 25th, 26th, that weekend, the last weekend. Very important. It's just letting go of the stuff that we don't need, because we hang on to stuff that's not necessary or important. And it keeps us from moving on into, you know, in different realms.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking about last month's thing and then this one coming up in a couple of days and then all that's been going on in the Gulf. And I think I see masses of millions of people over there wanting to clean the beaches and help, and they can't. What would happen if everybody just showed up holding hands and had a bag of cotton? and
cotton is good.
Yeah, cotton.
Cotton is natural.
That one llama-looking animal with the fur that I saw it on Jay Leno last night. It absorbs oil.
Oh, let's just dump them out into the ocean.
No. You don't dump them out in the ocean. You shave the fur off, and you put a netting around it, and you take the net and let that fur absorbed the oil. They did it on the they showed it on TV, and it was amazing.
Aww.
It's. I mean, nature cleanses nature in some way, so I'm not surprised as an animal with fur that can absorb oil. It's man that tends to get in the way of nature finding its balance again.
I guess what I'm saying is, I see all these good people wanting to do good things, and the wall that they run into is other people saying, "No, you can't."
Well, doesn't that happens to everybody at some time, and it's just not listening to the "you can't" and pushing forward. That's you can't let, you know, it's for the highest good to push through it, because that's just one of those walls, as you said, that obstacles that if you're truly passionate about what you want to do, you're going to do it regardless of what anybody says.
Well, that's true, too. And I don't know if anybody knows who Bart Simpson is, but he says you can't have a brother. and that's shut up. Actually, he uses it more language than that. But for BBS and radio and cyberland out there, it's just two words. So that's the brother, you know. Shut up.
Right. So the other thing that Raina wanted to also discuss is the wanting.
The what?
Wanting to believe.
I was just listening to your, well, you said it to me. It was wonderful. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a Abraham Hicks, and it basically was saying, you know, you can want it and want it and want it, and that's cool because you're getting closer and closer, just understanding that the wanting is never going to end, only because there's always going to be something else. And just keep the process going, because you really aren't going to stop learning. The process is why you're here. Once you're finished processing everything you want to process, then you basically leave this plane, the physical plane, for another plane, and then figure out what else you want to learn and get recycled back. What did you get from it, Raina?
Well, the important thing was, the missing element is most people don't have the belief system behind the wanting. They want, they want, they want, but they still feel the lack, you know,
right,
in their soul. So it's like, yeah, I want this, but it'll never happen. Oh, I want this, but oh, well, poor me. And the difference is when you want with this belief, this knowing that you're going to receive it, this faith, that's all the difference. Because, you know, that's what Jesus taught and all the ascended masters taught is belief, knowing, you know, it just makes all the difference.
That's, and
the
trust.
Missing element there is the knowing.
The knowing and trusting the knowing.
And the believing. Right?
Now,
yes.
Is the future ours to see?
Don't even
Absolutely.
Go there, Chris.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We make our future.
Okay.
She was singing Que Sera Sera earlier.
Yeah.
And that's one of the lyrics from it. That's why I said don't go there. She's being silly.
But, you know, it's like yesterday's gone, tomorrow's not here, and look where we're at right now. This is so powerfully cool. Thank you, Jennifer, for masterminding this. This is awesome.
So, I mean, we have three different perspectives, and yet they're very similar in the same way. It's, we all really understand that we're moving forward and that we all are individuals, but we're part of a collective that's pretty powerful. So I'm really honored to know both of you. If some people don't know, me and Raina are actually born on the same day, different years. So we really are solar sisters in
yes,
a sense
we
that we see.
We won't tell them who's younger.
We're sisters. That's all that matters. Age is just
Thank
a
you.
Number.
Thank you.
So we're having a good time, and it's been very interesting. All the people that I have met recently with the same birthday, Raina.
Really?
I have people. I have at least probably five people besides you on Facebook with the same birthday.
I had no idea. I'll have to check them out.
It's really fascinating.
Well, you know, according to Lavendar, we have this special energy that is just that resonates through the ethers. So it's pretty exciting to have the 18 number.
Yes. And we're also very connected with the Galactic Center. So we're very good at manifestation.
Since you brought her up, are you both starseeds?
Yes.
And you're
starseed. You know
starseed.
What? I feel we're all starseeds, aren't
yes.
we?
Yeah, I
unless
do
we're
too.
From the Aren't we all starseeds?
I believe we are.
Even the aliens?
They're from the stars now, aren't they?
Are we the aliens? We're the aliens. Oh, my God. We are the aliens. Okay, I got
well,
it.
Let's put it this way. Not aliens. We're all visitors in some sense.
You know, even Jesus said, I am an alien to this world.
He did.
He did.
He was awesome.
Yes, he is awesome.
Jesus said, I'm not of this world. I'm an alien to this world. I'm not of this world. Go E.T. Jesus.
Well, but they are our brothers in some way, shape, or form.
Well, we're all part of the oneness, right?
Ooh, even the reptiles?
Exactly.
They're all a reflection of us. I mean, reptilians are just some of them. There are some very good aliens, good reptilians as well. You know, there's always the, if you get to that point of duality, which I think is really fading out myself, you got good and evil. So you have to have the counter for the others. So, well, you don't have to because I think we're all blending pretty strongly. So there's unity. And the more you reflect and understand that the person, you and I and the people out there are just a reflection of the other. So it is pretty amazing that if you look at somebody and really see that they are a part of you in some way, shape, or form, it really makes you take a different perspective on
how you look at them. Well, now you're going into the religion, Jainism, and they see that. I mean, they in that culture, they have the little broom and they sweep the floor before stepping because they don't want to step on a tiny bug.
I don't kill bugs. I don't kill bugs. I can't even squash a gnat.
I don't
want
to.
I usually put them outside.
Till they land inside my mouth or something, and I go, oh, shoot.
I do too. I can't stand to squash anything.
So the ultimate question, why, God, do we have flies? I asked that question, and you know what he showed me?
What?
It was about a week later on TLC, and they were using fly magnets to get rid of gangrene.
Interesting.
And I went, wow. Good answer.
Well, you know, everything has a purpose in this.
Even the maggot.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know what? They clean out wounds. Maggots are really good for that.
Yep.
So is leeches. And it's amazing that leeches actually only will eat bad blood. How they can figure that one out, I have no idea. But somehow they actually know the tainted blood or the bad blood and the toxic blood, and they get that out. So you think leeches are kind of slimy and scummy, but in reality they're very helpful and really kind of smart. They know discernment.
They don't question their purpose at all. They live their purpose. So why do we question our purpose? Well, no,
yeah.
We just question them. Why do we question our purpose?
We do.
I mean, the whole thing with animals, though, I always look at them because look how simple their life is. I mean, overall, I mean, it is pretty amazing how...
Yes, we are the ones that complicate it. We're the ones that mess it up.
No, well, we make it more interesting.
It is so very simple.
And that's one thing, at least for me, that I am trying to achieve, which... Knowing my purpose is going to be kind of interesting to do, but to really simplify my life. So I'm simplifying it as I can. Because I know both of you really don't want the drama in your life anymore, or you want something very simple, someone to appreciate your good friends and spend time with them. Family's very important to all three of us. So it's a simple values, if we go back to values.
But I've never left my values.
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying, this is a good time to reaffirm, yes, it is. There are some people who had, at one time, were very materialistic. And now they've realized that, you know, it really doesn't mean anything to have that new gadget because most of the time they're not going to use it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. See, and the reason why I didn't connect with that is because I disconnected from that so long ago. I just had to go. Now I see what you're talking about. Okay. I don't even know what the new toys are out there.
Well, there's always some nice gadget, you know, and it's very interesting just to recently my laptop, the hard drive crashed on me. You know, overall, I'm not really missing it. And I know I'll replace it because I'm going to be traveling and I'll need my computer, but right now I'm doing okay not having my laptop.
I have to admit, out of all of the gadgets that have come into our world, internet has been the most amazing.
Yeah, well, it's connected to the world.
Yeah, up until internet, I thought it was the microwave.
But do you still now, knowing what the microwave does to food and to your body, do you still feel that way about the microwave?
No, because I have a shield around me. I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Walk above the line. Walk above the line. You know, I don't believe everything I read. And, you know, it is what it is. I just put that good old white light around me, and it don't bother me. It saves money and saves time. I love that. So, you don't use your microwave?
I didn't say that. Did I?
They are toxic, that's for sure.
I put a crystal stone on top of it.
And they do. I mean, they destroy food. So why should we
use
them
for
food?
Well, you know, any food, unless it's organic and you've grown it yourself, is going to be whatever, you know. And
but we don't need to make it worse than it already is.
Right,
zapping it.
Now, this is where I get all messed up and I start going way out there, and Jen will have to bring me back in, because when I'm with Jen, I have to stay on a tether line. But what if it's true, because I don't know if it is, what if everything is a hologram? Okay, so if it is all a hologram, what if when you look at that food, whether it be fat, lard, and Taco Bell food, or, say, your homegrown veggies in the backyard,
right,
why can't you say the same blessing over each and get the same result?
You can.
Isn't that reprogramming it?
Well, that's what Ho'oponopono does. He he will get a big floppy, Dr. Lynn will get a big floppy hamburger and say, I take the responsibility of this meat and I will only get the most nutrition that is available in this meat. Everything else will flush right through me.
Amen.
And that way all the grease and all the, you know, extra calories or whatever that are not really needed for the body will flush through, because he's taken the responsibility of it. He's blessed the food for the nutrients, and then he continues to really enjoy life, which is, you know, you need to be happy. So it's like, these days, it's like if I feel like having a candy bar, I'm going to have a candy bar.
Right.
If I want to have a cup of coffee at 9 o'clock at night, I'm going to. And I bless it, and I thank it for the property, the positive properties in it, because it is a diuretic.
Good.
There are good things about coffee.
Yeah.
And I say, that's what I'm getting out of it, and anything bad just flows through me, and it's all good.
See? And okay, like in the tap water, you know, and I'll just bless the tap water. Because before bottled water, I drank tap water.
Well, something else that I've done to a lot of my glasses is I put the word love, blessings.
Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome. You've read his
books. On all the glasses, and whatever's in it is going to get that vibration.
So you
actually
write the word love on the glass?
Yes.
You can do that, or put it on a piece of paper and tape it on, or some kind of attachment.
Either way.
Yeah. Or any kind of feeling that you want, just write it on
joy.
There.
Yeah.
I have a question, and it's going to one that is going to have that one of your guides is going to answer, because, Jim, this has happened to me before, and you're going to laugh when I bring this up. Monday, Tuesday was the last day. I have a dragon, a fish that's like 9 inches long, and its wings span out, and he's He looks like a eel, but it's a dragon. And I seen it, I think it was Tuesday, and it was in my tank. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday morning, it was gone. And I looked underneath the tank, and I looked behind the tank, and I looked underneath every rock, and I looked and looked and looked, and we've been looking, looking, looking. It's gone. So then I was asleep last night in my dream, and I seen the dragon, and it was swimming, and it was having fun, to this long, skinny dragon with these wings that open up around its head with its little tiny eyes and its jaws open up, and it's like, fine. And then Alan and Mike were in the living room, and they thought the dragon was on the carpet. They thought they saw the dragon, and they went to go get it, and it was a piece of, like, lint or something. I don't know. They just picked it up, threw it away. So what happened to dragon?
I get alter reality.
But that's what happened to that other fish.
Yes. You've got like a portal or something in your fish tank. And they find it and they go through it and decide not to come back.
It did. It just, boom. I seen it Tuesday. It was there. It was swimming. It was happy. It was because we put in some more sun chemicals for it. And the next day, it's gone. I mean, it's
better
gone.
If the chemicals you put in just ate it up, but I don't think that's it.
It's just pH stuff. So, you know, it's gone, Jennifer. It's gone. My dragon is gone. And I have been walking around looking for my dragon. And then I seen it in my dream, and then I told Mike, and then Mike said, wow, me and Alan saw it on the carpet. We thought it was the dragon, and it wasn't. It was a piece of trash that he just picked up and threw it away.
Well, you know,
well, that's
I do have a feeling it's probably going to pop up again.
Well, that's going to flip me out. That'll be another call. Jim, dragon's back. So
now,
I do have portals in my house.
What does dragon represent to you?
My dragon?
No, just, yeah, your dragon or the animal dragon.
Well, my dragon just represented something that was so interesting to watch. I don't know if anybody can, or into pet store and fish and all that stuff, but it looks like an eel, but in that it's long, you know, and thin and has no arms, legs, or anything like that. And then the fins are actually a crown that it can close and open up around its head, and then its head is really big, but its eyes are really tiny, so it's kind of scary looking. I mean, it's really ugly scary. And then when it opens its mouth, it doesn't eat food. It literally puts the rocks in its mouth, and I don't know what it does. I guess it cleans the nutrients off the rocks. And then next thing you know, well, a few minutes later or whenever it wants to, it literally spits the rocks back out.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool. But
that
when it
cool.
opens its jaw, which is probably three times bigger than its body, you get to look down the dragon's belly. And it's so crazy.
So I will
sit there and watch the dragon for hours and hours and hours do what dragon does.
Aww.
And it's fun.
So do you feel like you need to look within?
What? No.
Do you?
No.
I mean, I'm just wondering because you're fascinated by this dragon and looking inside the dragon, and there's definitely a connection between you and the dragon.
Well, that it's ugly? Okay, I get it.
No, I'm not saying it's
and
ugly.
Interesting.
It's fascinating to you, so, and you're definitely
well,
a fascinating person. So I was just wondering if, you know, if you ever feel like you're getting some kind of information other than watching the dragon.
Just pure enjoyment.
I mean, you're observing it, but are you getting insights from it?
No, just pure enjoyment and amazing that I've had it in my fish tank and in my family room. That's just amazing to me. It's just a beautiful piece of creature art. How's that?
What color is it?
It's sort of a gray taupe with some a little bit of red and yellow on the skin.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of it's got subtle shimmery, subtle. I'll have to find a picture of it, of what it's supposed to look like, and I'll share it with you, and you'll go, oh, that thing is really weird looking. And the first time I saw it, it freaked me out. I was so scared of it, and after I went and I looked at all the other fish, I had to go back to it, and I said, I have to have this one. It got the most reaction out of me.
So, okay, speaking of animals and animal signs, have either one of you had any other animals that have really been, you know, unique and suddenly in that you've noticed?
Oh, of course. I had a Rottweiler that was a soulmate of mine, and I still miss her. Every day I think about her, she's in my, I just love her. You know, she's just in my heart. She's just there. She was very special.
What's her name?
So, yeah, Gretchen.
Oh.
Not a unique name, but she was very unique because she was so very protective and so kind and so loving. And she was a 90-pound lap dog.
That's my name.
And I just get really upset when I hear people bash Rottweilers because they're they're just wonderful dogs.
They're
very discriminating, and they're very protective, and they just love their, they're a one-person dog.
Yes. My sister Patty had a Rottweiler that she named Jasper. And very much sounds like Gretchen in the fact that lap dog,
it was
120 pounds though. And
wasn't
the funny thing
wonderful?
That Patty absolutely loved was she trained this dog on the way home and literally just says, okay, you're not going to pee in the house and you're not going to do X, Y, and Z. And that dog never did anything she said not to do.
I know. They're
very
beautiful.
Protective.
They're amazing. They're so, in tune with what you want them to do. And they are they're so just amazing. They're very well-behaved. Amazing.
It was fun with Jasper, though, because Patty had two boys, and they grew up with Jasper. And if the boys were fighting, Jasper would lay on one of them so they would stop fighting and would remain laying on this kid till Patty got home and told him to get off.
I love it.
Till Patty got home, but the boys knew not to fight if Jasper was around because he would be on top of them, so they would stop.
Can your listeners call in?
Yes, if anybody would like to call in, we have about 15 minutes left. You're welcome to come in and join the discussion. It is 888-815-9756. If you have a comment on animals, values, it's a free-for-all tonight. So if you would like to come in and add your 2 cents, 3 cents, please join in.
We can talk about dogs all night long.
Yes. It's interesting that on Facebook I put on there about heat strokes, and I mentioned that my dog Stone had a heat stroke when I was out of town, and the people taking care of him obviously weren't taking care of him. And I just really appreciate all the positive feedback I got on the situation. But with the heat, and there is so much heat waves going on, to really watch the animals, make sure that they have some shade and some water and are taking care of themselves.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So it does. Stone was a very special dog to me as well. I mean, he literally, if I was sick, he would lay on top of me. And he did. He absorbed a lot of, like if I had a cold or something, he made it really difficult to breathe, but I knew he was helping me. So he always stuck very close to me. If there was anything that I wanted to get rid of, he absorbed it. And animals are just wonderful creatures. And
does it hurt the animals to absorb negative energy?
Oh, no. They neutralize it instantly.
It
just depends on what. It's like for Stone, he literally everything I saw was I prayed to get rid of my anger because I had anger issues, and Stone all of a sudden was really laying next to me every night, and he always made sure he's touching me. And every day I got less and less angry, and he got more and more aggressive after that. So I think it was a combination of things, but I do think he absorbed my anger. And so that was a blessing for me, but it really in some ways cost his life. So,
right.
I mean,
right.
Dogs do sacrifice themselves for humans all the time. And they don't
they
give
do.
It a second thought. They really are they unconditional love.
They are here to for me, our protectors. They are man's best friend kind of thing.
They really are. There is a special connection. I know that canine are my top totem animals. So the wolf, the coyote, dog. My breed
well,
of choice
Sages,
overall
it's the
is
horse,
the,
too.
I'm sorry?
Well, with Sages, it's our horse. The horse, too.
Well, the
oh,
horse is
I
awesome.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think both you and me, Raina, had dogs that were big enough as a horse.
Yeah.
So that kind of combines it all.
They were. That's true.
I have a horse. And the
oh.
first 5 minutes
what is
of
your
our
sign, Chris? What,
Taurus.
What's your sun sign?
April 29.
Okay.
And the first...
I knew you were earthy. I felt the earthy energy.
Yeah. The first 30 minutes of our long-term relationship, he bit my back.
Oh,
oh,
no.
My God. That, you know, it was so... It was. I don't know if it was a love bite or if it was...
It was a love
bite.
Who's
the boss?
It had to be a love bite.
I don't know. But I do love him, and I
so
think
how long
all the
you
time.
Still have him?
Oh no, 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 no! My dad sent him to the glue factory. me. Trust me, I went through a lot of anger on that one, and a lot
oh,
of blame.
Oh no, you didn't have any choice on that.
No, it was
oh,
a punishment.
No.
It was cruel intentions on my wicked stepdad at the time. It was that drama. But, yeah, my horse went to the glue factory because I was not a good kid. I am a good kid. He kept taking all these bad things, and it wasn't. And I'm like, have you ever been guilty just by being looked at? Have you ever felt guilty from a look?
I don't even have to be looked at. I feel guilty. What are you talking about?
You know, you can have nothing in your hand and look at what you have in your
it's
hand,
just,
and you're
okay.
like, I have the whole world in my hand. I have energy in my
I'm
hand.
Here.
I have blah, 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 blah.
I feel guilty.
But
I
don't have that in my hand. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, he was just so worried. I mean, now I'm old, so now I realize he was young, and I didn't know he was young because I thought he was old then, but he wasn't. He was young. But I thought he was old. And
uh-huh.
so even though he was young and old in my eyes, he was very mean and very strict and very much what he said. He never played games, put it that way.
He spoke what he was going to do. He said what he meant and meant
and
what
did
he
it.
Said.
And it didn't matter how impossible, how crazy, or how whatever it seemed. If he said it, you're running. So, but he did. He punished me because I hurt him, or I disappointed him, or whatever it was. And he knew how to hurt me, and he did it. He sent my horse to the glue factory.
That's
and I
mean.
I was
That's
a teenager,
so
and there I had no rights. And
but you know what? When things are done in that kind of an attitude or a vein, your dad paid for that in so many ways. So
yes, I'm sure he did.
You have to know that it was just...
He didn't pay for it. The horse did.
Well,
no, inside, yeah, he did.
That too, but the karma was...
The karma is
back
what
your
you're talking
dad.
About, Chris.
So, well, yeah. You know, here's the thing. My horse knows I love him, and... Whatever, you know, if he became one with dogs, I guess that's not a bad place to be.
Was he gray?
He's over the rainbow bridge, right?
I mean, it was horrible. It was horrible. I mean,
what color was he, Chris?
Sorrow. Beautiful sorrow. Half Arabian, half quarter.
Wow.
Perfect.
And he had the Roman Arabian nose, robes.
Perfect.
He had the Roman.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And he was a gilding, and he
beautiful.
Was pretty cool. Pretty cool. He had a lot of. Oh, what was really cool is I could ride him on Elliott Road when it was not a busy road. At that time, it was a concrete road with muddy ditches and cotton fields and cornfields. And I could ride him down that bucket road bareback with me laying my head on his hips and my legs just dangling over him.
I know.
And I would let him have free
rein. I love to go bareback, too.
I would let him. I just give him free rein and let him go where he wanted to go.
That's so perfect.
And I would just
That's
lay
so...
back, and his hip would rock me, and he'd just be walking and doing his own thing. He never bucked me off. He bucked my aunt off, though. So he bit me once, though, and it hurt. And so, but if it's a love bite, I guess I allowed it because it was one way I won't ever forget him. That's for sure.
Right. You mean that was your initiation.
He left his mark on you in more ways than one.
Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Oh.
Yeah, but I've done the Ho'oponopono with him. Like, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And, of course, then that is forgiving me for it. And that was then. And had I done it over, I would have taken him with me.
Well, you know, it's animals just overall have a very special place in many people's lives. There's some that claim they don't really like animals. It's like my dad really says I don't like animals, and yet every animal, every dog I've ever had, even the cats, cling to him. And he was not pushing them away or anything, but he just don't want any animals and keep them away, and they'd be like with him with glue, and he would just let him be there.
Hurt. So. He doesn't want to get hurt.
So
animals die young. They die way too young.
Well, you know, Stone was only five.
Oh,
he was pretty much a baby himself when he got down.
And he hasn't even left you. He's right there in your living room.
No, yeah, Stone's always with me. In fact, recently somebody came to my house and literally said, okay, how many dogs do you have? And I go, right now, none, not physically. She goes, that's right, they're with you now. And she literally could pick up that three dogs were in my house.
Has anybody ever walked in and smelled wet dog hair and you know there wasn't any dogs?
Well, I've smelled many things.
I smelled wet dog hair in the kitchen, and then I was like, oh, this is weird. And I thought maybe it was Josie or Sarah or Nene.
I get Sarah.
But it was a wet dog. I'm like, ugh.
Yes, that is a unique smell. Well, you know, we've got just a couple more minutes left, so let's leave it on a happier note. And, you know, we've got a new moon coming up and the solar eclipse.
My favorite problems here.
New moon and eclipse. Woohoo, I'm a twihard, guys.
It's going to be huge. People are going to be shifting in all kinds of directions. It's going to be wonderful. I can't wait.
Yeah. Especially, Cancer is very intuitive, being a water
cancer
sign.
Yes.
But what if I don't have Cancer in me? What if I'm with, you know, does everybody have all
you
the
will
signs?
You will feel it. You will feel it anyway. Everyone feels it. It's just Cancer
and
Capricorn.
And it really is because of the Grand Cross that's still kind of active, that you've got, like, what, five or six different planets associated with the Grand Cross that was really big the end of June. It's still kind of active, so.
Right.
And the sun and the moon are both affected. But you've got water sun because you've got Scorpio in you, my dear, so you will be feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm
we
a
both
really,
do.
I'm a...
Yeah, all three
of
us.
Oh, well, and I have the Aquarius, too.
That's an air sign.
Yeah, well, I thought Aquarius was the water sign.
Nope.
But it's the water bearer. Why isn't it the water sign?
Because they're airheads.
Algebra,
no,
it's
a water. It's not a water sign. It is an air sign.
Okay, but it's the water bearer.
Barrier. Yes. Yes.
Okay, this would drive my algebra teacher crazy, so I'm not going to go there. But it's the same thing. Why would it be a water barrier if it's not a water sign?
Because it thinks about the
water
coming out
barrier.
Endlessly. I cannot tell you why it is the water barrier,
and why it is
an air sign.
Why would a scorpion, which is an arachnia, be a water sign?
Because scorpions are very emotional, and water is equal to emotion. Yeah, Cancer is a water sign, very emotional.
So I have the, I'm just, like I said, this is algebra to me, you guys. But it's all good.
Yes. And we are coming up. I'm not even sure how much time we have left. Actually, we're probably over our time as it is. So
I have 9:56 on my PC. So I will mute out. And I want to thank you very, very, very much for this wonderful,
well, thank you,
wonderful,
Christina
wonderful,
Thompson,
wonderful
for
sister call.
Chiming
thank
in.
You.
And Raina Ignals for staying up and joining us tonight. It was a lot of fun having you.
It was fun. Thank you for inviting me. I loved it. Thank you.
It's always great to talk
to
you both of you.
Talk to you in the morning. Thank you.
Yes.
Good night.
Night. And
bye.
This is Jennifer Hillman saying enjoy this weekend, and with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. Until next time, many blessings and good night.